And everyone, welcome back to another Middle Age Gaming Podcast. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week so far, and I hope you are cooler wherever you are in the world, though apparently everything in the Northern Hemisphere is pretty damn warm. Today we have games and news and lots of everything else. Everything under the sun, pretty much. So we're talking about a bunch of new games that are launching, because again, as always, people are always searching for new games. So I'll be talking about a bunch of new games that are coming out literally the day after this podcast airs on Spotify, on YouTube as well, or airs live anyway. And the guys will be talking about some news. And today, let's start off with Anfon first, and we'll go Adam and myself.
All right. So I see something which was interesting, because I thought we talked about Telltale games before. You remember The Walking Dead, Guardians of the Galaxy was one of the most recent. And I didn't see anything much since Guardians of the Galaxy, maybe episode 2 or 3, I can't remember. So I thought they went down under, but that's not the case. So if you're like me and you really enjoy the books of The Expanse, and then after that, the Netflix show, which was actually really good. I don't watch too much show, but this one I really recommend. Telltale is coming with The Expanse Telltale, which you won't be on the Resonante with the usual crew. This is a prequel. So you are a scavenger on the belt, Mars, Jupiter, Mars, asteroid belt. You are part of these belters, and you are on some kind of treasure hunt, and as per pure Expanse drama, it goes all wrong. And it looks extremely cool, and I didn't realize it's coming out, I believe, end of July on PS4, PS5, Xbox, etc. And I was looking at Game Pass. Unfortunately, I don't think it's coming out in Game Pass, or at least I didn't see the news. So if you have seen the news that it's coming out there, I'd be very interested. Unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. Otherwise, if you like Telltale, you can buy either, as usual, season 1 or episode 1 or the whole season pass. Because they usually have 2, 3, 4 episodes. I'm sure I'm used to it, Walking Dead and stuff. Yeah, something that I very likely will recommend because I really love The Expanse and the universe all around it. And yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll see if they use the little, how do you say, you know, the belters are used to very low gravity compared to Earth. So they have much slender and taller bodies. That's why when they go to Earth, they have this gravity torture. You just put them on the wall like this and it's torture for them. We'll see if they take this kind of gimmicks, but that's pretty cool for them to actually do a game on this.
Adam, what's your take on this? Did you ever watch the TV show?
I have not watched the TV show. I've watched videos that kind of condense it all down. Like, I've watched like lore videos on it, but I've never actually watched the show itself. I don't watch too much TV these days.
I know, and me too, unfortunately, is terrible, but I'm so excited. I'm glad this is Antoine's first story, because I loved the TV show. I never read the books. My older brother did, and he was like, oh, you should keep an eye out for this TV show, and I watched it all. I did not watch the last season, because I hate to watch anything when it ends, so I watched like one episode of the last season. I'm like, okay, this is ending. I don't want to know how it ends. And so if they do make like a prequel, or they're like, hey, a few years later, let's continue the show or something like that, that's impossible. But yeah, I have a bunch of Telltale games. I have not finished any of them. Have I finished them? No, I have not. But this is something I'll definitely pick up on a sale. And I hope, to me, I love the way the belters talk. It's so cool, as somebody like Adam and I and Antoine, I guess, are multilingual people these days. So they have a really cool way of speaking. So I hope they get to the real voice actors. One of the main actors from the belters is a Canadian, like native Aboriginal Canadian lady, and I hope she's in there as well.
Yeah, the universe of The Expanse, fantastic. I'm a big fan of seeing movies like crap read the book. Exceptionally, in this case, I really found the show really good, to be honest, even compared to the books. Of course, you can't condense because there's lots of books and everything, but it's a bit like The Lord of the Ring, right? The 3 movies, although much shorter than the actual books, were really well made. This show, honestly, I recommend. Yeah.
Antoine, do you know, is this Telltale series, is this financed by Amazon? Or, because I know Amazon owns the IP now. Or do they sell it to somebody else to make it?
No idea. How about you go to your second story and I'm going to check that.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Adam.
All right. So my first story, not my second story, is that we have a little bit more on Armored Core 6 now. I don't know why the video is not playing. There we go. So basically at Game Fest, we had I shouldn't say we because I obviously wasn't there, but FromSoft did a closed door kind of demo of Armored Core where they were showing people actual gameplay of the game. And when I say actual gameplay, I mean that there was a dev sitting there with a controller in his hand playing the game live. So they even, one of the things they even mentioned was the guy died in the middle of the demo, and that was not planned. So the guy, so they had a working build of the game. Now, unfortunately, this was very long. They showed the entire mission, and then afterwards they showed this clip that we're watching now, or they've released this clip that we're watching now, which shows some highlights from that, but it's been scrubbed. So they've taken out the UI and everything. It's just the visuals, which to me is a weird choice. Why would you do that? I have a short that's going to be coming out relatively soon that from Antoine and I, when we did our Final Fantasy VII remake, or sorry, rebirth, kind of trailer reaction. And I specifically mentioned how I love the fact that they showed the UI in the demo, because that shows you what to expect in the gameplay, and it demonstrates to you that this is actual gameplay, as opposed to sometimes where we see something and people say this is an engine or whatever, and you can't tell, is this gameplay or is this designed specifically for the demo? Is this catered for the demo? There's no way to tell. But with a UI, it definitely feels more like actual gameplay. So why they scrubbed that out, I have no clue. But we do have a few more details on what's going to be happening in the game. So, for example, we have, they are including a stagger meter. Now, staggering was a thing in older Armored Core games, but basically what it was is you had a stat on your parts, so basically said, how much impact can you take? And if an enemy weapon is doing more impact than you're able to take, it'll stun you for a couple seconds. And you could stun lock enemies this way. Certain enemies could stun lock you this way. Now there's a stagger meter where you're building up stagger over an amount of time. And if you're not going to take damage, that meter is going to go down. But if you break it, if you get beyond that point and break the stagger, then the enemy goes into a staggered state where you can do some extra damage. Certain weapons are also going to prolong that. And certain weapons are going to be catering more towards building this stagger, as opposed to other weapons that are going to be geared more towards damage. So you're going to want to balance those two things out. They also showed that all the weapons are going to be controlled by your four shoulder buttons. So how that's going to make movement work is going to be really interesting, because if you're using the four shoulder buttons for your weapons, traditionally you would hit triangle and you would toggle between them. But now if you have access to all four of your weapons, you also need to be able to use your thumbs to control your camera. You need to have your thumbs to control your movement, and you need your thumbs to control any kind of boosting you're going to be doing. So now you have to have three things assigned to your thumbs. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Although they did add in hard locking, which is new to Armored Core, because in previous entries, you only had soft locking, where basically it was a Ace Combat kind of thing, where, you know, if you have somebody within your, in front of you, you basically have this kind of a HUD that's a rectangle. And if enemies are within that and within range, then it'll soft lock on them and your arm weapons will automatically shoot in that direction. Your shoulder weapons, if you fire them, will be able to track enemies and that sort of thing. So now they have hard locking, which means that your camera will be fixed to whatever you're hard locked on. It also changes the way your weapons work, because if you are not using hard lock and you're using, say, missiles, if you have four enemies on screen, it'll lock maybe one missile to each enemy. Whereas if you have a hard lock, it'll lock all four missiles onto that one single enemy. So that'll change a bit. And that's a pretty big deviation from previous Armored Core games. They also have a circular HUD, like what we circular targeting system, like what we had in Armored Core 5. I'm personally a fan of the square one. I liked it. It felt a little more mechanical. It felt a little more mech-y to me than just this circle that's moving around. Also, in the previous games, it was really important what kind of FCS you had, because that determined what kind of targeting you had. Some were very tall and narrow, very good, had a long range, or some were a small box, some were a really wide box. Some could lock onto more enemies, some could lock onto fewer enemies. So they still have FCS as a part, but I don't know if maybe the circular targeting system is just the FCS that was demoed in the game, or if they're, or if that's just the way it is because that's how it was in Armored Core 5, say. They also have fewer parts. So they're going back to the original Armored Core parts of just head, torso, arms, legs, FCS boosters, your arm weapons, your shoulder weapons, your generator, and your expansion. They're getting rid of, they used to have up to three expansion slots. So you had an interior, you had an extension, and you had an optional part. Now there's just one expansion part. They are getting rid of your radiator. Your radiator is now a part of your generator. It's not a separate component anymore. So it'll be interesting how heat's going to work, because before you could tweak it for if you wanted to be better at heat or worse at heat. Now it's just entirely tied to your energy output. And they're also getting rid of the extra boosters that were added in Armor Core 4. So you only have your one set of boosters. They also are adding in a little bit of Souls things. If you, I believe it's called an Estivus Flask. I haven't played Souls. I've played Bloodborne. But basically, you're healing. Now they've added healing to Armored Core, where you have up to 3 repair drones. At any time, you can use one of your repair drones, and it'll repair your mech. So that's a new thing. And they also added supply drops. So if you're in the middle of a mission, the missions now are much, much longer. So in the middle of a mission, if you get to a supply drop, you can resupply. You can get all your heals back, your repair drones back. You can get your ammunition back. So they're adding that in as well. And what they're also adding in with that, because these missions are longer, are checkpoints where if you get to a certain point and you die, you can either go back from the beginning, you can go back to a checkpoint, or you can go back to the garage, change up your mech entirely, and then start again from that checkpoint. So for me, I'm a little bit concerned with that. Not concerned, but I'm not sure how I feel on that, because personally for me, I would have just said, get rid of the repair drones, get rid of the supply drops, just make shorter missions like in the older games and make it so that you do have to customize your build for certain levels. That would have been my preference, but who knows? Maybe it'll work out really well. But if you want to know more, I would highly recommend checking out Vati Vidya's an extended look at Armor Core 6 YouTube video, because the guy does like a 20-something minute video where he basically goes over everything he saw. He was there. Everything he saw. He even does a Photoshop of the HUD, and he explains what each of the components are. And that reminds me of another thing that wasn't there when he described it, was the mini-map. They used to have a mini-map in the older games, and one of the back components was a radar array. And none of the stuff that we've seen so far has had radar as a back component. So I don't know, maybe they did away with that and there's no more mini-map, no more radar. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, updates on Armor Core 6.
Antoine?
Oh, I just hear the fan poking, and that's great, because I don't know Armor Core, but I really like listening to Adam describing all of this part stuff. And yeah, I just hope that this game is going to live up to expectations.
I have one question, Adam, because I'm looking at this. I guess maybe I just didn't notice it in the first time we talked about it. Was this looks very twitchy, like you need really good reflexes to play it. Is that true?
Yeah, it's probably going to be very twitchy. In the original games, part of the limitations of, say, the original PlayStation, to a lesser extent, the PlayStation 2 and whatnot, these games were maybe not quite so twitchy, just because you were a little more, especially in the original one, because you didn't have the analog stick to move the camera. You had to move the camera up and down with your shoulder buttons. Strafing was also done that way. So they were probably a little bit slower. And then starting in Armor Core 4, speed was a really big aspect of the game. So you were boosting around all the time. And now in this one, it is, speed's going to be, it's probably a little bit slower than 4. But it is probably going to be very twitchy. They were saying that the combat was much faster paced than what we've seen in recent FromSoft titles such as Elden Ring, Dark Souls, and Bloodborne. Bloodborne was considered to be the faster game. The other ones were a bit slower and more methodical. But yeah, this one's going to be pretty twitchy.
Okay. I was like, oh, cool, a mech game. And I think I talked to you guys about MechWarrior 5, and I liked that, but it was way too hard to play solo. And even with the two people, my brother and I played MechWarrior 5, and it was still like pretty difficult and like the easiest difficulty and a very grindy long game. I'm like, this looks cool, but this looks like it's on the opposite end, like very fast. You need to have a nice optimized Xbox controller or PlayStation. I don't know, does the PlayStation 5 controller work with PC these days?
Yeah, Steam has a special app for it, basically.
Okay. So you need like a nice controller in order to like really enjoy it. And so I don't know. This looks like a game to watch and read a few reviews. And if it is really that fast and that twitchy, then unfortunately my dreams of a cool mech game are going down the bathroom toilet.
Yeah, in the older games, you could tweak the build a lot. And because each mission, like I said, you would start a mission, you would with your build, and then you would have to use that one build throughout the entire mission. But this time you can switch your build in the middle of a mission. So it'll be interesting to see if it requires a lot of the twitchiness or if there are ways that you could build around it. So we'll have to wait and see. For instance, one of the things that the guy doing the video was curious about was with the tank builds are traditionally really heavy, pretty slow. They can carry the big weapons. They can fire while moving. they have that those sort of advantages. So there was a trade-off. You lose your speed, but you gain basically power and you become a tank. But looking at the big boss in this demo, he was like, this thing is charging at you from across the screen. How is a tank even going to work now? So it'll be interesting to see how they do. And one thing they did say was there was a smaller kind of mini boss that the guy playing it, when he died, he was using the original kind of bipedal mech that we saw earlier in this demo. And he was using that, and that was kind of a mid-range mech. And he was really struggling with it. He basically couldn't get at it. So he died to it. He had to change his mech up to a faster, more melee, or not melee, but closer ranged mech, and then came back and then beat it that way. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how builds work.
Cool. Let's move on to my first choice, which is a bit of a weird game, but I guess I'll get into that. All right, middle-aged gamers, imagine a game where the only real goal is to go up and explore. Today, we're talking about a game with a simple title called Only Up. And no, it is not the Pixar movie. It is a cheap game around $6 at the time of you watching this video or listening to the podcast. It seems like it's geared to people who don't mind doing things over and over again. It's a great streaming game, a competitive game, something you could do with your community if you're a big person who's streaming on Twitch or on Kick these days, and Kick seems to be doing really well, stealing XQC and Amaranth as of yesterday. You should check out this on Steam. Some of the reviews are really fun, and they explain, this game is fun. And they're like, I died one time and I destroyed my computer room and my computer. Definitely a game for those of you who are seeking a challenge. I like the idea of this, but without save points, I would say this is definitely not a game for middle-aged gamers. But it is a game, like, this reminds me of that one game, and I'm going to butcher this guy's name, Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy or Fodder, or I don't know, Adam might remember this better than I do. But this is a really popular game where it was just like, you play this with one key, and the aim of that game, I remember seeing this on the iPad, was just to go over a mountain, and once you died, you have to start all the way on the bottom. But this is just it. And it's made by like an obscure South Korean studio. And I was like, because I was looking up the YouTube video on the channel, I'm like, hey, this is called SCKR Games. I'm like, this can't be the real name of a game studio. What kind of name is that? Everyone has like a cool name for like Telltale or Paradox or Focus Home Interactive. But this is the name. But yeah, apparently you guys really like to watch these videos on Twitch, on YouTube, on Facebook. And this is why this is doing so well. And I can understand why, because like I can imagine after playing this game for 15 minutes and then dying and falling all the way back down to Earth, as you can see in the trailer, people would have some really fantastic reactions. Well, the opposite of that. Yeah, something for you to keep out, maybe something for you guys to watch, or something if you're a young streamer. This is the kind of game that sort of pulls in an audience as well, especially if you have a very entertaining reactions. So keep an eye out for it. Buy it if you want. Like I said, it is really cheap, like $6, probably whatever your original equivalent is. And if you are going to play it, or if you did play it, let us know. Comment on the YouTube video. Comment on Spotify. You can comment on Spotify as well. So please do that.
It looks interesting. It looks kind of like they went, it looks like somebody had this, they were looking at the asset store and they were like, I kind of want to make a game. There's all these cool assets. I don't really know which one to include. I'll just use all of them. How do I make a game with that? Let's just climb stuff. It kind of looked like that was the design philosophy.
That is such a good description. I never even thought about that. I'm like, yeah, because Epic has all these like design assets on sale or for free. And yeah, once you make a cool game and make it about going up and make it like hard and challenging, because that's what people like these days. And there you go, like freaking standing on a flying turtle in the middle of the sky.
Yeah, if I was Epic Games, this seems like the kind of thing for me. If I was Epic Games and I'm like, we have this asset store, how do we advertise this, right? Let's make a game that just uses all our assets.
But yeah, no, you check out the Steam reviews. You can check out some of the YouTube videos. They're pretty funny. Like some people playing this are just like really realistic, as if they're in the game and they're like, oh my God, I'm going to fall. Stuff like that is pretty hilarious. Yeah,
it's very trending these days, Getting Over It or Alt F4. It's a complete streamer game, which if you watch a streamer which is a little bit impatient or sensitive, you're going to have fun very fast. I actually saw a guy breaking his pad on Alt F4.
Oh my
God. So frustrating and annoying. And how can you play? You just play this to have a bad time.
Yeah.
You watch the guy having a very, very bad time. I don't like this personally, because I like to see maybe a couple of best of Alt F4 that could be funny, but but watching 2 hours of
fucking prank and the bloody game. The things don't work.
It basically sees this for 2 hours.
As I said, like, this is really not for middle-aged gamers, but maybe people who are like looking to start a streaming audience and stuff. Like, yeah, no, I will never buy this game, but I understand the fun value in watching it, so why not?
I'm half tempted.
I saw that when I mentioned streaming, I saw your eyes like blink. But yeah, no, I'm curious if this is on PlayStation, because I did only see it on people playing it on Steam. So
probably not.
I wouldn't think so. This looks like a game which might not meet PlayStation store standards.
They got some pretty low standards. They had Pet the Cow or whatever that game was.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Okay. It's gone. I think it's still up. They don't do that as much anymore. But yeah, for a while there, they just kind of opened the floodgates. I think they're closed now.
All right. With that weird and strange game only up, let's move on to Antoine's story number 2.
All right, it's just a bit of news. If you were waiting, you have seen last week the Summer Game Fest, and one of the big hitters was I don't want to destroy the name, but it was Immortals of Azure by Electronic Arts and Ascendant Studios. It was supposed to be released on July 20th, and now it has been delayed until August 22nd. So that's a little bit of news if you haven't seen and you are really expecting this game. They have, and I really encourage this kind of behavior, they decided to release it a month later because they need to polish the game. They need to clean up the bugs, polish the game, and they specify that some platform release wasn't so hot right now. So they want to take an extra month to make sure that the release of the game actually works. They want to avoid what we have seen lately. But yeah, just a quick little news because I know that some stories go on really long. Yeah. I want them taking some short stories.
What do you think, Adam?
Well, I've seen the videos of this, and I don't know, like all the particle effects and everything going on. I was kind of like, this just looks really cheesy, but this just looks like it's par for course right now. Everyone really likes that bright colors and neon everything. And this just seemed to fit right in there. And then I was watching the trailer earlier, and I didn't realize this, but the main character is the guy from Never Have I Ever on Netflix. Have you watched that show?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
But it's
pretty good. But yeah,
it's like a Borderlands game, so you don't really see the guy.
See him, but you hear him a lot. And they just released season 4, so my wife and I were watching it. And one of the guys, his name is Axton Yoshida. And then I wasn't even paying attention. I was dropping everything into the files, and then I heard the voice. And I was like, wait, that's the dude. And then I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, that's the dude. Which I will say, I'm not a fan of a lot of games right now. I know Hideo Kojima really is a fan of this, but I'm really not. Is basing game characters off of real life people where you take their likenesses and everything. And I'm not a fan of that. I don't know. I just like having original characters that are not based off anybody for a couple of reasons. One is so you don't run into the situation that we have with, say, Silence in Horizon Forbidden West, where you can't have the same actor for, like, James Bond has to change every so often. That's just how it has to be. And the same thing with game characters moving forward. Lara Croft has been around for how long? If we had based her off of a single person, we would have had to shift her a couple times. But with a video game character, if you use an original character, you can switch the voice actor, but have the character maintain a certain style throughout. And I'm personally not a fan. I'm like, I like to have my reality over here, and I like to have my virtual reality over here. But yeah, a lot of people are really big into basing video game characters off of real actors these days.
Sorry for the digression, but did you see the Nicolas Cage skin for Dead by Daylight?
No, I did not. Oh, what's that movie?
Renfield.
They had a Renfield skin? Okay. I thought they had a skin from...
The movie's name is Renfield.
Oh, no, but there was another movie where he's, like, killing a bunch of people while on drugs, and I'm trying to remember what it was called.
Oh, God, no, I don't remember that, but I know which movie you're talking about.
And it's like super crazy. I thought it was that one.
He's one of the victims in this, but the skin for a 5-6 years old game. Why?
I will grant you, I'm okay with, say, a Nicolas Cage skin, or was it his name, Bruce Campbell skin or something.
We can do a special on this later.
Yes, we can.
Keanu Reeves, Nicolas Cage, would you have?
I don't mind. Okay, if you're doing a John Wick skin and Keanu Reeves is playing John Wick, and so you make it look like Keanu Reeves, that's one thing, but that's based on a movie. If I'm making a new game, I would be like, I'm not going to make a character that looks like me. I don't know. I'm one of those people, though. I was talking to my students the other day, and they were talking about one of my students brought up that they did research that most people, when they play games, create characters that look like themselves. So over half of the, if you took, I don't know what the percentage was, but over half of the people would typically make a character that looked like himself. I'm the kind of person who always makes a character that looks nothing like. So I don't want to play a blonde haired, blue eyed dude. I don't know. I just never do. I'll go with, I'll change everything. I'll play a black haired guy. I'll play a guy who's got different skin tone. I'll play women. I don't know. I just don't like playing people that look like me. I don't know. That's my thing. I want to be somebody else in the game.
Okay, so we'll take an appointment for you at the psychiatrist. Security there, Mr. Gray?
I'm just different. I don't know. Yeah, I just like being somebody else. That's the point. I have my own life. When I play games, I want to live a different life. That's me.
All right, let's move on to Adam's second story.